Blog Talk Radio.
Performing with the Philharmonic Orchestra would have been a dream come true, especially being in England and at Abbey Road Studios. I just see this big grin on his face. You know, he loved a big sound. He loved a big orchestra.
Elvis Presley never got the chance to sing in front of a symphony orchestra. But decades after his death, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra got the chance to play behind him.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising.
Priscilla Presley worked with producers Don Reedman and Nick Patrick to combine Elvis's voice with a big, lush sound. Plus, they brought in special guests, Duane Eddy, Il Volo, and Michael Bublé. In the next hour, we'll hear about how the project came about, and we'll listen to a lot of music. I'm Anthony DeCurtis. Welcome to Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream. Welcome back to Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream. I'm Anthony DeCurtis. We're listening to some of Elvis Presley's classic vocal performances with a brand new feel. They have arrangements for a different kind of backing band, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. One song that Elvis loved to sing was the Italian standard O Sole Mio. When he finished his time in the Army in 1960, that melody was adapted for Elvis and became the hit It's Now or Never, Priscilla Presley.
He loved It's Now or Never. I mean, he loved it because when he was in the Army, he sang nearly every single night, training his own voice. Opera was one of them, to get the highs and the lows and listening to Mario Lanza. So when Now or Never came along, he just took it and ran with it and felt that, you know, he was able to reach the notes that formerly he could not have reached. You know, watching Elvis was an enjoyment. Whatever he did, he wanted to be good at. He wanted to impress you. I always felt that he had a lot to prove within himself to his audience and to his peers that, you know, he was legitimate.
It's now or never, my love.
It's Now or Never, sung by Elvis Presley, with a guest appearance by the Italian vocal trio Il Volo, Priscilla Presley.
You know, I sometimes listen to some of these amazing artists like Michael Bublé and Il Volo, a young tenor group that, when asked if they'd be a part of this project, were so blown away about working with Elvis Presley. Elvis would have gotten a big kick out of them starting so young with such classical music. That he probably would have hired them, you know, to be with him. He definitely would have featured them somehow, even on his show, to come up on stage. I can see him saying, we have a young group, Il Volo in the audience, come up here. Michael Bublé, Elvis loved that crooning type of music, along with Perry Como, Tony Bennett. Yes, he was a lover of all types of, if you were good at it, believe me, he was a fan. If you were good at what you did and you loved what you did and it was your passion, he was right there with you. He felt there was room for everyone. I don't think there was a more generous artist than he was. He would see talent and he would talk to them and tell them, don't give up, you know, follow that dream, pardon the pun. But he was very, very generous with his advice, generous with showcasing, generous with hanging out and talking with them. He just loved talent.
There was something just so soulful and special about his voice. I don't know that there's any entertainer I've ever heard that could sing a ballad the way he does and sound just as good as Frankie, and then sing a rock song and rock. Sound like a great growly, gravelly kind of thing. And there's a reason why he's Elvis. He was one of a kind. I mean, the most eclectic, eccentric, and versatile singer I've ever heard.
Singer Michael Bublé.
It's not the most obvious Elvis track, Fever. And I do open my show with it. I always loved it. I think it's a really incredibly sexy, smoldering sort of song. And I always loved hearing Elvis do it. For me to do this today, it's one of the greatest things I've ever done. This is a highlight of my career. Even though he's not here and it's a virtual duet, I know he's still here. And so to be surrounded by that aura and just to get to sit here and close my eyes and know that I get to sing a duet with who I consider to be the greatest artist of all time is just absolutely huge for me. Mind-blowing, really.
Never knew how much I love you. Never knew how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. Fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name. You know I'm gonna treat you right, you give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever. In the morning, I fever all through the night.
Everybody's got the feeling that there's something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. I'll give us fever. When we kiss, fever
be with thy friend. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for Sue. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. With his kisses, fever, when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right?" Now you listen to my story.
Now you listen to my story.
Here's the point that I have made.
Cats were born to give chicks fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you a fever.
When we kiss you, fever, if you love, fever, till you sizzle. But what a lovely way to burn.
What a lovely way to burn.
What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Fever, sung by Elvis Presley with Michael Bublé and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. You're listening to Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream. I'm Anthony DeCurtis. Executive producer Don Reedman chose the Simon & Garfunkel classic Bridge Over Troubled Water for this project. Elvis sang it often at his shows in Las Vegas. It was a chance to bring in another special guest, guitarist Duane Eddy.
Yeah, I came up with Bridge Over Troubled Water because I thought it would... The original with Simon Garfunkel, of course, was massive orchestration. And Elvis never had that. And once again, I thought the king deserves it. But it's a great song and a great vocal. He did it through pretty much a live recording, but the emotion in it, I thought, was fantastic. And I thought, I'd like to get something a little bit different in this. And I thought, Duane Eddy plays that low strings on the guitar, playing right down the bottom end. And Elvis, in that song, of course, it goes right down the low register. And I thought, gee, if I could have Elvis... Sailor and Silver Girl, and a Duane guitar. I wonder if that'll work. Well, he got on to Duane Eddy, and Duane, Bob Harris rang him for me, and he said, "Don's got an idea of playing with Elvis." He said, "What's the song?" And he said, "Bridge Over Troubled Water." He said, "I'll do it straight away."
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I would rather know I'm on your side. Oh, when time gets rough and friends just can't.
And pain is all.
Bridge Over Troubled Water, sung by Elvis Presley with special guest guitarist Duane Eddy. They were backed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
You know, I think if I'd ever met Elvis, I think I feel the same way that everybody else does. Everybody that had a chance to be part of Elvis's life or even just watch from afar, I think I would have loved him.
Michael Bublé.
I think I probably would have wanted to hang out with him, you know, go ride some horses or do some target practice or whatever. I think that's the thing you get from Elvis. I think that, the men wanted to be like him and the women wanted to be with him, you know. And so, honestly, you know, I probably wouldn't make it about music. I probably just want to hang. Actually, you know, I just went to Graceland a few days ago. I brought my wife. I wanted my little baby, my 11-month-old, you know, to get Elvis going as early as possible. And, you know, one of the things when we went down to his basement was that he had this game room, and it was really funny because it's the same thing I like to do. He would sit around, and he would play a bunch of gospel songs, and then he would try to guess what song that you were playing. They'd have this kind of this big party game, and you know what? If I could hang with him, that's probably something I'd like to do with him. Go down to that basement and play that musical game.
Great Thou Art, sung by Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Coming up, the wide range of music that Elvis loved and sang. I'm Anthony DeCurtis, and you're listening to Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream.
Okay, that's all we have time for today on the network. They're restricted to 30 minutes right now, but I'm fixing to open it up tomorrow, play the rest of it. Maybe play the whole thing again. Hey, who wants to hear some jokes? I do. One evening, a man arrived at home in a state of great excitement. "Honey, you're never going to believe this, but I've discovered an entirely new position for lovemaking." "Really?" "You can, because I've persuaded another couple to help us out. Call when a woman lets you screw or anything your heart let you screw anything your heart desires. No holds barred." One evening, an extremely wealthy widower showed up at a country club with a breathtakingly beautiful 25-year-old blonde. She knocked everyone's socks off with her youthful sex appeal and charm. She hung on her date's every word the entire night. The man's buddies were stunned as they soon had the opportunity. They cornered him and asked how he managed to get such a trophy girlfriend. "Girlfriend? She's not my girlfriend, she's my wife. How the hell did you persuade that knockout to marry you? I lied about my age." "What did you tell her, you were only 50 or something?" "No, I told her I was 90. A woman walked into a drugstore and asked the pharmacist, "Do you sell condoms for men with really large penises?" "Yes, we do," the pharmacist replied. "Would you like to purchase some?" "No. But if you don't mind, I'm going to wait here until some guy does." Man scraped together enough money to make his dream girl on, to take his dream girl on a dinner date. When they got to the restaurant, she proceeded to order the most expensive things on the menu: caviar, lobster, and champagne. "Wow," the man said, "does your mother beat you like that at home?" "No, but my mother isn't expecting a blowjob tonight. Probably like monogamy better, but it sounded a little less like monotony." A woman was reading a book in bed one night when his wife started cozying up to him and running her hand up and down his thigh. "Just give me a minute, honey," the man said. "Let me ask you something," his wife replied. "Is that book so good you can't put it down, or am I so bad you can't get it up?" Oh, that's a good one. What do a penis and a Rubik's Cube have in common? The longer you play with them, the harder they get. Man went to see his doctor and said, "Doc, you've got to help me. Every time I look at myself in a mirror, when I'm nude, I get a raging hard on and it's starting to freak me out. Is there something wrong with me?" The doctor examined the man and conducted some tests and finally said, "I've discovered the cause of your erections, but unfortunately, I don't think I can treat your problem." "Why not? What's the problem?" "Well, you look like a pussy." Oh me. That was a funny one. Let's see. I got just a couple of minutes. I'm trying to find something. I don't really think I got time to read the end of this stuff, so we'll see you tomorrow with our new Bandage music show, 2 hours a day. Maybe not 2 hour show, but I'll be able to do a 2 hour show, and also we'll be able to play a lot more music for you. I will still mix in some jokes and some fun just so you won't forget who we are. And I hope you have a great day, great night wherever you are. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye.